Support for this podcast is provided by Paradox, the conversational AI company helping global talent acquisition teams at Unilever, McDonald's, and CVS Health get recruiting work done faster. Let's face it, talent acquisition is full of boring administrative tasks that drag the hiring process down and create frustrating experiences for everyone. Paradox's AI assistant, Olivia, is shaking up that paradigm, automating things like applicant screening, interview scheduling, and candidate Q&A, so recruiters can spend more time with people, not software. Curious how Olivia can work for your team? Then visit paradox.ai to learn more.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the April Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes that I've published in the last month to make sure you don't miss out on the valuable insights my guests are sharing. So, April was the month that I got to travel again, after 2.5 years of lockdowns and restrictions. I very much enjoyed being the guest speaker at Meltwater's Leadership Conference in Portugal, and it was amazing to get to do some face-to-face podcasting again at Paradox's excellent client board event in Scottsdale last week. It's great that video can link us up to people all over the world in an instant, but there's something really special about meeting face-to-face. So, let's review the 8 fascinating interviews I published in the last 4 weeks. I know that many TA leaders who are listening are currently scaling or rebuilding their talent acquisition teams. Market challenges and rapid advancements in the sophistication and availability of technology have changed the game for talent acquisition in the last 24 months. So, how do you structure and scale a high-performing talent acquisition team to meet the needs of 2022? My first guest in April for episode 425 was Alison Kaiser, head of talent at Lunchbox. Alison is currently scaling a talent acquisition team in a highly challenging market sector and has some practical insights on tech stacks, team structure, metrics, and competitive advantage. Expanding candidate pools, speeding up the recruiting process, and diversity hiring are all current talent acquisition challenges. While technology is never a magic fix everything solution, it is becoming evident that as AI becomes more sophisticated, it can offer employers some of the tools needed to meet these challenges. So, what are the latest use cases for AI in talent acquisition, and how is it driving skills-based decision making? My guest on episode 426 was Andrea Shah, Head of Talent Strategy and Transformation at Eightfold. Andrea was formerly Global Head of Talent Acquisition at American Express and has some unique insights into the development of AI in recruiting. I've been a keen follower of the job board market for several decades. It's been a market that's often been very slow to evolve, but the pace of innovation has increased considerably in the last few years. So, what effect has the pandemic had on the job board industry, and what is its likely future direction? I've not had a job board focused interview on the podcast for a while, so it's brilliant to get to speak to Stephen Rothberg, founder and chief visionary officer of College Recruiter, on episode 427. Stephen has been in the job board industry since it started, and I could think of no better person to give us an update on the current state of the market. Whether it's the Great Resignation or the Great Reset, whatever you choose to call it, it's undeniable that employers are currently finding it extremely challenging to attract and retain talent. So, which strategies should companies be exploring to improve their odds in such a difficult market? To help answer this question, I spoke to Christine Zorek, CEO and founder of White Label Advisors, in episode 428. Christine is a highly experienced HR leader and has essential advice about building holistic human capital strategies to deal with these incredibly challenging times. Some of my favourite conversations in the last 6 months have been around inclusive hiring. Many people are doing brilliant work to support people from marginalised groups into the workforce. And I've learnt a lot from talking to employers like Timpson and organisations like the Bridge of Hope. In episode 429, we explored what happens when an employer removes all screening, all background checks, and all education and experience requirements from their hiring to be more inclusive. What are the advantages, the challenges, and the results? My guest was Nakiba King, Global Head of Inclusion and Belonging at The Body Shop. A few years ago, The Body Shop created an open hiring program to ensure they were being as inclusive as possible. It's a strategy that's produced some amazing results, and it's now giving them a unique competitive advantage in today's challenging talent markets. With a growing number of use cases, people analytics continues to develop both in sophistication and the amount of value it drives for employers. However, despite the quantum leap in recruiting technology that we've seen in the last few years, I still feel that talent acquisition is significantly lagging behind where it should be in terms of data and analytics. Vicar Cosselet is an HR strategy consultant at Human Analytics, and in episode 430, Vic gave us an excellent overview of what's going on in the people analytics space. The challenges of 2022 are causing many organisations to think very differently about talent. The employers who are getting it right are looking holistically at talent acquisition, development, retention, and attrition to create the opportunity to build a talent-dense organisation. So, what does this look like in practice, and how can your company get there? On episode 431, I spoke to Taylor Rower, Director of Talent at Wistia. Wistia is a growing technology company with an incredible culture and a big focus on talent density. They also use video as their superpower to showcase their unique employer brand, and I'm a massive fan of their content. After 2 years of unprecedented disruption, it's become evident that things have changed forever. However, many employers are still attempting to stick with the talent acquisition and employee experience strategies they had before the pandemic. So, what are the dangers of behaving as if nothing has changed? And how should companies now set their strategies for the long term? On episode 432, I spoke to Amanda Black, Director of Inclusive Search at Good Works Consulting. Amanda has wide-ranging experience in talent acquisition and DE&I, and had some expert insights to share on the long-term impact of the Great Resignation. So, onwards into May, and I'm getting to travel again. The last industry conference I went to before the pandemic was the excellent Unleash in Paris at the end of 2019. So I'm delighted to be going to Unleash America in Vegas in a couple of weeks, where I'll be co-hosting the talent acquisition stage. If you're going to be there, please come and say hello. Finally, I want to say a special thank you to the team at Paradox. Paradox are one of my main sponsors for the first part of 2022, and they're sponsoring these roundup episodes. You can check out all the great things they do by going to paradox.ai. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. You can also search all the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Imagine how fast we could solve the world's biggest problems if more SaaS startups would gain traction sooner. Welcome to the Tech Entrepreneur on a Mission podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing experiences from B2B SaaS CEOs who are going above and beyond to deliver change that is noticed. You will hear their secrets and learn what is required to build a SaaS business that the world starts talking about and keeps talking about, and how to overcome the roadblocks to do so.